One. This is John Batchelor speaking with the author David Petrucha, his book 1920, The Year of Six Presidents. Eugene V. Debs was a candidate in 1920 from jail. David Petrucha describes why he's in jail, who put him there, and it doesn't in any fashion inhibit his supporters from running him for president. He did very well in 1912. Eugene V. Debs, and why was he in jail? He protested Wilson's decision to enter in the first war. He said that it was none of our business. He said war is not the future. Sound familiar? Eugene V. Debs, in jail, running for president, 1920, the year of the six presidents. More of this later.
He's in the pen. He's in Atlanta Penitentiary, and the reason is because he had spoken out against the war. The motto of the Socialist Party during World War I was anti-war. He had spoken out against the draft, and I think they got him on the Sedition Act, prosecuted him. Wilson was, as I said earlier, not used to brooking opposition, and he was determined that as long as he was president, Eugene V. Debs, even though the war was over, was never going to be granted clemency or be let out of jail. He's pretty popular. Debs is pretty popular with his fellow prisoners. He's able to issue statements from his jail cell. The newsreel cameras even come in, and the photographers come in for his announcement. Candidates used to get notified after the convention, like big surprise. Hey, guess what? We nominated you, Calvin Coolidge, for vice president. And then they would go to Northampton, Massachusetts and give them the news, so to speak. So they have an actual ceremony for Eugene V. Debs. They were thinking about the Socialist Party was thinking of nominating a woman as his running mate, which would have been historic, but it also would have been more historic because she was in jail too. And they thought they should have somebody on the ticket who can actually get around.